Well, greetings everybody, Pastor Buddy, and my, what a wonderful song, The Joy of Yahweh. How sweet it is to actually climax the end of our festival, the feast drive, here on the beginning of the Sabbath, and the joy of Yahweh entering into His rest. We just climbed over the top today. We had a glorious time at the mailbox this morning. I just sat out in my old pickup truck after we went to the mailbox, and I just wept and thanked Yahweh, and it was a joy. And I thought about this song by Tawala Paris that I've heard so many times, The Joy of Yahweh. What a joy. It's almost joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, the pleasure of His work, how it is so pleasant to sit back and admire, just like an artist that has done a painting or created something, built a building, something that you stand back when you're finished, after the long fight, after the uncertainties, and it finally comes together, and you enjoy your completed work. Well, we have now officially passed. Today we got over $5,500. $5,500 out of the little mailbox at Post Office Box 22 here in New Tazewell, Tennessee, and it put us over the top. We are now here set with cashier's checks done, ready to go to the realty company where we purchased this fee site, 20 acres of glorious fee site for Yahweh. And we've just been happy all day. I just sat out there in front of the post office and sort of pulled around where I could have some privacy and joy without the world peeping and wondering why I was so happy and exuberant, and the joy of Yahweh was all over me. For the completed project, we've got more to go. Now we're just beginning to need you. We're more, I guess, I should say worse. That's a poor choice of words because I'm so happy tonight. I really can't talk today. I really can't. And that's something. I'm almost beyond words. My thought process has been interrupted with joy. I mean, I've just been full of joy. I can't hardly talk today on the telephone. I notice myself struggling to talk and find the words because my heart is so overjoyed. Praise Yahweh. It's been something that we have longed for. It's been a long battle for this time to come about, that we could all get on the same page, so to speak, and have a cause, and to come before the weary and the faint, because He doesn't slumber or sleep, and He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and ladies and gentlemen, all the silver and gold. Matter of fact, I got silver today. In addition to the monies of $5,500, I got 60 silver rounds, and these are nice ones too, that a brother out of the great state of North Carolina, one of my dear brothers, a baptized believer, and I know he reached to the bottom, and that's over $600. So probably today, counting everything up, probably $6,000+. Mark and Kelly from down in the Benton, Tennessee area, $3,000. Man, and these people have got a large family, wonderful family. We met them back in the spring, in the May festival, and what an awesome pair of individuals Mark and Kelly is, full of joy. You can just see the joy on them. I mean, with a large family, and when the world is demanding so much out of us, they still take time to train their children. We were all very impressed with Mark and Kelly. And now they come through, they give offerings. Before, this one is a special offering. And they told me, use it, Pastor Buddy, any way you see fit. That's liberty. And I so appreciate that. Brother Paul, one of my sponsors in the great state of Michigan, we got his package today, a $1,000 offering. And Brother Steve in the great state of Kansas in the heartland, he loves to call Kansas the center of the heartland of New Jerusalem. And Brother Steve, I agree with you, brother. I've never been in the state of Kansas. But if the temple sits there, when he comes down and New Jerusalem is sitting there, you can look for me at the festival. I'll be there. When they crown him King of Glory, I'll be there. And that's what it means to me, and I know it's what it means to you, my dear brother. And I really appreciate your large contribution. And he gladly gives his physical time. He's a skilled carpenter, and we got plans for that boy. If we can just keep on, the people can keep giving and contributing, and we need a festival site building. We're going to have that. We're going to start on it. Brother Bob down in Arkansas, man, how he's give and how he has labored. And he's even offered to pay his son's way, a master carpenter now, a very detailed master carpenter, even offered to pay his wages so it wouldn't cost the assembly or the gathering group anything out of their pocket, that he would pay his own salary, a master carpenter. They don't work cheap, believe me. We couldn't afford him, but through the gracious offering of Brother Bob, Brother Jerry. Oh man, him and Sister Kay, what friends they've become to me. I've never met them. As far as I know, I've never spoke to them on the phone. Maybe I did once, or I can't remember. Seemed like I did. But these folks are out of the great state of Tennessee, right down in the western corner of Memphis, Tennessee. Man, how they have really supported the ministry, and I'm grateful for these. Now, we received, basically, our tithes. We got to include those people that tithe to us, and Brother Bobby from out of Virginia, he tithed to us today, praise Yahweh, and Brother Couch down in Lynchburg, Tennessee. That's the home of the world-famous Jack Daniels. And ladies and gentlemen, they got a spring down there. No wonder Jack Daniels bourbon whiskey is so good. It is the world's bestseller, right out of the state of Tennessee in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Sister Judy out in Missouri, she's rejoicing and praising. It just filled my cup up today. I'm sort of getting over it, maybe where I can talk a little bit. If I get all tongue-tied up here tonight, you'll know why. Because I've just been overcome with joy. Listen to Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. For Yahweh giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. Now, wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner, he giveth travail, together and to heap up, that he may give to him that which is good before God. This is all vanity and vexation of spirit if you fail to honor Yahweh. You can sin in this. There's a lot of our people that haven't even offered to help us. We need you. If you can, we need you. Just like I was telling you last night about our wonderful offering yesterday, and counting that offering, which was $600 in tithe and offering for the festival, $500 to the festival in tithes. These are good friends of mine, and it put us well over $6,000. And we're just so thankful that to appoint those that mourn in Zion. Woo! Hallelujah! Isaiah 61, verse 3. I've come to appoint them that mourn in Zion. We've mourned, we've prayed, we've agonized, we've rented, we took abuse, we've been insulted. You won't believe what we've been through. Satan is a taxing demon who will rest on your shoulder and burden you down with grievous burdens. Not one finger will he take to loose it. But listen what he's going to give us. And boy, today, the beauty for ashes. I've actually been in mourning for the last few years. My spirit's been grieved. But something that is worth fighting for. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on the message of doctrine that is able to save you. It has been so hard because it's so hard to preach the gospel to get anybody to turn and hear him say, this is the way. Walk in and you'll find rest for your soul. Beauty for ashes. Woo! Man, I felt beautiful today. I just felt so overcome. I wept. But it wasn't for grieving. It was for joy. How Yahweh has come through and put $150,000 toward the purchase price of our festival feast out in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And next Monday, we'll carry, we got brothers coming and a sister coming from North Carolina with the cashier's checks that they have contributed with some of the medals that we sold and some of the givens and of their own, a large portion of that. And they're coming from North Carolina. Sometime Monday we'll be giving you the report on Monday evening, and we hope and trust that we can close without any devil in the details. We know he's going to fight. We know he's going to struggle. But this time, beauty for ashes. Psalms 4 and 7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that the corn and the wine increased. Now, you know metamorphically exactly what we're talking about here. The increase of the corn and the wine. That's part of the tithing of the festival site that men and women, when they come, they bring the grain, and they bring the oil, and they bring the wine, and they bring of their substance. How many people, if I could just talk about this for a while, and I'm going to be talking about joy for a while, I can't get it out of my spirit today. I found myself, like I said, trying to talk, and basically I was having a hard time of finding the words because my heart was so filled, and that he put gladness in my heart, and that he gave to me that which is good before Yahweh. He gave to me and the festival site for Yahweh. I'm just a central figure here carrying on the message, but so many of our brothers and sisters and people that we don't even know. Like I said, I hadn't met Brother Jerry and Kay, but they're such loving, kind people to help me. And they know I'm poor, and they know I'm needy. And how Yahweh has blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, they have blessed me. Every one of these tithers and contributors over the period of the last maybe couple of months, since we have started to drive, here's what we got for it. This is the climax of the joy that's now come into my heart. And I want you to share. I want you to be happy. I want you to know you've got a place to festival. I want you to know that you can come on the Sabbath and rest. Now, it wasn't because that after Yahweh got through creating a joy, and our message tonight is about the creation of the universe and who done it and what's the result of it and what the purpose was. This is part of the purpose that Yahweh could have, like Brother Steve reminded me today, that somewhere on this planet, on planet Earth, as defiled and polluted and evil dwells here, but there's going to come a time when all of the ashes of the wicked, whew, all of Babylon, all of the resent, all of the greedy, all of the perverters, and those who do not love Yahweh's gates of praise, we have named this Nephite. Now we've got Hallelujah Acres, and we call this one, for the purpose of gathering, this is a place to gather. It's exclusively for gathering. We called it the King's Gate End, a place to rest in the King's Chapel. Woo! Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh! But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. That's how you know that men and women have been to the fountain of joy, love, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. We're not out to hurt nobody. Yahweh's going to take care of that, him and his angels. Vengeance is his. The tares are going to be rooted up. We don't have to, you know, to jerk up the tares and treat them wrong or, you know. We don't have to do that. But Yahweh is going to take care of his people with joy and love and peace and long-suffering and gentleness, goodness, and faith. We're not trying to dictate to nobody. We don't want to be a ruler over Yahweh's heritage. We want to be the most humblest person. And if I'm not, I've failed to do my job. When you come on the Nephite, you're not going to see an arrogant SOB running around dictating and slapping people in the face and showing them who's macho and bragging about being some kind of a last day prophet that's gathering up the riches for himself and having people to live in a trailer. Well, it's probably going to be better than what we've got. We're going to live in tents, probably. You know, until we can get a Nephite built, you know, a place to gather and eat. We got big plans. We hope and trust that you'll be part of that. And you can come right on Highway Interstate 75 on Exit 60 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We can, we will, and we have now within our reach and in our power now to have enough. Money answers all things. We don't like it, but we got to use it. And Yahweh has blessed you folks to give from the bottom of your heart, and it's produced today in mine as a collective center point, because everybody sends a tithe to me and I disperse them into our needs. And the Bible says that's what they did. They came together and they put their possessions in a central point. And then Yahweh showed the apostles how to distribute it for those in need. Well, right now, it's Yahweh in need. We're not doing this for us. We're doing it for Yahweh. He needs a place to dwell. He needs a place where we know that it's called the King's Gate Inn, that we mean business. It's a place for the weary. Even Yahweh, who had no room in the end. And today it's the same way. If he came 2,000 years ago and he couldn't find a place to lay his head, what do you think about now? And with the love and the mercy and the faith and the joy and the peace and the long-suffering and the gentleness, I've got such fantastic letters. I read every letter today, little note, and every time I'd read a different letter, I'd weep. I spent more time weeping today than I have of shouting. You know, I could have got out and done a shout with tears falling off my face and still been happy, and everybody would have thought I've lost my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so wonderful. The joy of Yahweh. How wonderful it is. The angel said unto them, in Luke 2 and 10 and verse 11. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Woo, hallelujah. He's still alive, folks. He's in the hearts of His people. He dwells there richly by faith. He dwells there by love. He dwells there by peace, by long-suffering, by gentleness, by goodness. Oh, how wonderful it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity, to have a place where it don't belong to Buddy. Pastor Buddy, I'm just a vessel. Some have made to honor and some to dishonor. I said today, Father, I'm not worthy of all these people's love. I just think, I can't do nothing to, I've done nothing to deserve how good these people have been to me. And how that they have made my dream, and I hope it's your dream, to have a place for Yahweh to lay His head. It's the end. There was no end. There was no room in the end. Now we've got Kingsgate Inn, and we've got room for maybe, I don't know, if we was to stack up like sardines in a can, we'd probably have room for 300 people. That's not a lot of people. Man, these 30,000 comes out to these stadiums and they praise the false gods and the traditional gods. They worship Christmas and Easter and paganism. They worship false names. But when you are preaching the soundness of joy and peace, you're preaching the truth that hurts other people but brings joy to them that know the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth will cause you to have good tidings of joy. For unto you this day, this very day, we crossed the threshold that a thesite was born for Yahweh to lay His head. And you can come and lay on His bosom in the Kingsgate Inn. Oh man, you'll see brothers and sisters coming, Yahweh willing. You'll see them coming. And you'll see them making their portions. And you'll see them loving and kindness. You'll see them pressing toward the mark and the high calling, which is in Yahweh. Listen to this now. The text tonight, I haven't even got it. I'm so excited. Please excuse my intensity of excitement and joy. But I want to share my heart with you tonight. I just want to bear it and let you see it. How appreciative I am for the love of a few people who love Yahweh. For straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Let me read you Nehemiah 8 and 10. I don't want to read you the first part, but it's talking about go your way and eat and fellowship and drink and send portions to your brothers and shout for joy. But listen to this, the last part. Do not be grieved, for the joy of Yahweh is your strength. Now, we've played that especially for you folks that have sent in tithes and offerings. Now, I've mentioned you in the past, and I'm not missing you tonight, but we haven't forgot you. We love you. We appreciate your sacrifice. Some people have give $50,000 plus out of their life savings and donated to this festival site. But remember now, we needed, after somebody give 50, we needed another 100,000. And that's come about by some folks give 10, some have give 15, and some have give 1,000, some have give 500, some have give 100, some have give. I had a brother today that sent me $5. And I'm telling you, it just overwhelmed my heart. I mean, just to think. And he said, Pastor Buddy, have you got any of that music you play on the radio? And I've got this special CD that I'm going to be sending out. And folks, I've got a stack of mail. I can't get on it. I can't work on it. I am so excited enjoyed. And I hope that all you, the tithers and regular subscribers to our CDs and things, that you'll forgive me for not mailing on time. I'm late, but I will make it up when I can get settled down and get back to earth. There's been so many things happening, so many appointments and so many meetings and so much to get done and so little, and I'm going to be busy in moving. I'm moving from our home base here in Tazewell. We're moving out of Tazewell. We're going to the seaside. We're going to be there, Yahweh willing, sometime next month. We're going to be moving to our new site. We'll give you the address. We'll give you directions. We're fixing to come up on the festival next month on the 21st day of the month of October. On the full moon, we will begin Tabernacles, and we hope, we don't know yet if we're going to get in, because the lovely people that live there haven't had much time to close out and get out. If they do, it's going to be a miracle. We're not going to fuss at them if they don't. And so we'll have to go to maybe a nearby motel and everybody get us a motel room. We hate to do that because it's going to cost you extra and you don't give a lot. You that are going to be attending the feast, and we hope and trust that there'll be plenty of people. There is a motel nearby that has got a conference room that if enough of us rent the rooms in the motel, they give us that free. Now, we may have to be there. I hope it's where we can get on our altar. Otherwise, Brother Randy will always bring the portable altar. And we have a portable altar when we're in the hotels. We can worship right there in the conference room. We can get around the old portable, what we call a portable. We can lay the stones down in divine order, and we can stand there. Every tribe in the circle is represented, and you are a part of that tribe if you belong to Jacob Israel's genetic bloodline. We're so thankful. 8 in 10. The joy of Yahweh. You've heard it, the joy of the Lord, like the lady, Miss Paris, was singing. The joy of the Lord is your strength. I pray for you. I pray right now. Heavenly Father, I'm overwhelmed that we have now surpassed our purchase fee site. We have the monies. The Father that's been sent in under our care and direction and responsibility, we're going to produce that money that they have given for the closing costs and the purchase of the land, free of all encumbrances, of all debt, in a trust of the brethren and the sisters, who will see and manage it as long as they live, and we will praise you. We pray for the health and the strength, joy in Yahweh. The joy of Yahweh is our strength. Father, tonight, the feeble, the ones that are not feeling so good, and Father, they can't be joyful in pain. I pray for that you would lift the pain right now in the mighty, holy name of Yahweh. Praise you, Father, to take away the pain and the sadness, and those who are distraught, those who are disappointed in life, who have no certain dwelling place here. Just like you, Father, was no room in the inn. And here, Father, it's ironic that we have chosen the great name of the King's Gate End, where we'll have the festival banner hosted on the two poles. Israel was big and tribal banners. And this banner will announce that this is your resting place. You will be there, guarded. Father, I command 1,000 angels to stand guard over this festival site in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Bring them there, Father, and post them at the door and around the property, guarded in the great and the magnanimous and the most magnificent name of Yahweh. quieting all of our enemies around us. If a man's ways please you, Father, you said that even our enemies would be at peace with us. We command peace, joy, love, and happiness in the great and the mighty name of Yahweh. Protect everyone that comes over the highway to reach this place called the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Yahweh, receive, even in much affliction that we have gone through, receive us in your joy of the Holy Ghost. Make our path sure. Restore the tithes and the offerings, Father, that people have really sacrificed to give to me for your place. Call by your name to be a haven of rest and for joy. Fear not, for I am with you. I know, Yahweh, that I will clothe. You said you would clothe the priest. We're all kings and priests. According to Leviticus chapter 19, Moses said, I would that you all be kings and priests. Father, most of the people that come and those that will come to receive baptism in the great and the magnanimous and the most magnificent name of Yahweh. Direct their hearts, Father. We pray an entrance to their heart through the message here live over WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South. We thank you, Father, for those that will come, those that will engage you at the King's Gate Inn, who will meet in the festival spirit of love and joy and peace. You will clothe us with salvation. You will hear the saints shout joy aloud. Psalms 132:16. Father, we claim that all that come will be worthy of the priest's garments of joy and shout aloud your magnificent name through the praise of our lips, for there you dwell among us in our hearts. And Psalms 35:10, and the ransomed of Yahweh shall return. Woo! Father, let those who attend, let them return with joy upon their lips. May every time that they speak your name, they be filled from head to toe with the joy of Yahweh. For the joy of Yahweh is our strength. Come to Zion with songs. With everlasting joy upon your heads, you shall come and obtain joy and gladness. And sorrow and sighing will flee away. According to Isaiah 35:10. My, what a powerful scripture. Listen as we continue in Isaiah 55:12, for you shall go out with joy. Whew. You will be led forth with peace when you attend the festival site of the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, coming through the countryside of the beautiful hills of Tennessee. Heading toward Sweetwater, coming with the joy that will go forth as you're going to be led by peace, and the mountains and hills will clap their hands and sing for joy. The trees will clap their hands. And Isaiah 56:7, even them who are to come, a future generation that we're praying for, Father, prepare, let them find the King's Gate Inn. Let them hear about it. Ever how that you choose to whisper in their ear, this is the way. Here's the joy. Here's the truth. Find it. Grow up like a calf in a stall. I will bring even them with joy to my holy mountain. I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for my people. Oh, now we have a house. We have a seat of authority, of joy. The mountains are going to sing around Sweetwater, Tennessee. They're going to clap their hands for joy. Yahweh, bless us going in. Bless us coming out. Prepare, as in Psalms 97, verse 11, light is sown for the righteous and gladness and joy for the upright in heart. Oh my, how wonderful it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity with peace and love and joy, a sound mind, long-suffering, patient and gentle and apt to teach. Show by your own ability to lead the people to the house of Yahweh. Come with joy. Don't come with resentment and bitterness and envy and hatred and spite. Let Yahweh handle all of that stuff. He's got a way of weeding out the tares. Just be happy. Just remember, in Psalms 32, verse 11, be glad in Yahweh and rejoice, you righteous. Shout for joy. All ye that are upright in heart, man, I've just been shouting after my old pickup truck all day long. I just sat there for hours. I couldn't quit weeping and thanking Yahweh for His wondrous blessing. It's been a great and a wonderful day as we're coming into the dawn of the Sabbath. Right now we're in the Sabbath day on the lunar calendar. What a fitting time to bring this message, as it says in Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in Yahweh. And I write the same thing to you, and to me indeed, it is not grievous, but for you it is joy. Woo, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. Listen to this one. Psalm 16:11. Thou, O Yahweh, will show me the path of life. That's what this is all about, to show you the light, to walk in, to find rest for your soul. So many of our brothers and sisters don't really comprehend what a great life they've seen in this message. That is something that is so rare and so unique. It's like a man that found the field with a diamond in it. You've invested to get the diamond. And while we've got the field, we'll camp on it and praise Yahweh around the diamonds of His altar, the 12 tribes scattered abroad, now coming together. You will show me the path of life. In the presence of you is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures for everyone. Oh, my heavens, hallelujah. There is joy, and there is pleasures by finding the path. Walk in, and you shall find rest for your soul. Luke 24:52, and they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Oh man, you're gonna come to Zion and Sweetwater. Now you're not gonna find much there to start with, but by the labor of love and the tithing and the giving and the offerings and the fellowship, the growth, we're going to have a place that you can put up a tent. Now we have our spring festival in May. That's the second Passover. We got the doctrine on it. We challenge anybody in the land to prove us wrong on that one. We've got Pentecost. We got the proper time on that, the fourth month harvest. Now we're coming in to a tabernacles and the joy of Yahweh. And when they brought them into His house, He set meat before them. When we come to Yahweh's house, He's going to set some meat in front of you, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to inspire the testimonies of the brotherhood, those who know the truth. They're going to free you. If you don't, you're going to be led to paths of joy. He'll show you the path of life. When you walk in, you're going to have the presence of His joy. The saints around you are going to be shouting. There's not going to be no bickering and big eyes and little views. I mean, the greatest among you, humble yourself down and be servants. Carry the burdens of others who are less fortunate to be as strong as you are. But if you want to, you know, fight and bite and devour one another, well, you see, that belongs somewhere else. That belongs in the world. In the world, that's all that goes on. Proverbs 12:20. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil. But to the counselors of peace and joy is your reward. Alright? I'm going to give you the last one here. Proverbs 21:15. It is joy to the just to do judgment. Just and right is He. Just and right is He. When you come to Zion, just and right is He. You're going to get justice. You're going to get righteousness. You're going to get joy. But destruction shall be for the workers of iniquity. Come into Zion, bringing in the sheaves, rejoicing, overcoming. The righteous shall rejoice greatly, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have the joy of him. You see what I'm talking about? A new man. Being born not of the old corruption, but of water and spirit to renew your faith. And the meek shall increase their joy in Yahweh, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Man, a few good, righteous people have made it happen. Tonight, we can officially tell you that we have enough funds to build the deed in respect to the ownership to bring it to Yahweh and lay it at His feet. And say, Yahweh, this is yours. Psalms 89:16, in my name shall they rejoice all day, and in thy righteousness we shall be exalted. When we come together to exalt Yahweh, we'll ourselves be so full of joy like I've been all day. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. Oh, what a mighty Yah we serve. How wonderful it is for the brothers and sisters to come together at the King's Gate End. Lay your head there on your pillow and look up at night in the stars and behold His wonder of the universe. How sweet it is. How joyful, how peaceful to have that joy that in His name we will rejoice all day and we will be exalted in Him. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Father, You are our Creator. You're our Father. Although the world has not known You, Holy Father, we're called by Your name. We're called out, separated, and full of joy. And Luke 1:47. Listen to this one. My spirit has rejoiced in Yahweh my Savior. Isn't that fitting that we today, not only so, but also joy in Yahweh through strength, and also by whom we have now received the atonement. Coming up the 17th of next month, we will celebrate atonement in a fast. It's a fitting way to prepare to come to the feast site. Hopefully, the brothers and sisters that live there, we wouldn't want to cause them any anguish or pain. We're going to have patience. We're going to have to wait on Yahweh and be of good courage. We'll get there. And when they move, and it's going to be very timely, hopefully that Yahweh could find them a place to go real quick. I think I've already found one. We want them to close. It takes time, so we got to be patient. But the joy of Yahweh be with you tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful to know that the joy and peace and happiness belongs to Yahweh. Now, I want to talk a little bit to you in thanks. As we're celebrating the joy of Yahweh for the festival site, His property belongs to Him. Not to Buddy, not to the deacons or the members or the elders, but to Yahweh. And then we all own a piece of Yahweh. Your givings and your generosity and your charity and your concern to see us get to this goal tonight, it is so wonderful. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Those of you that did not have anything to send but fell to your knees and sent up a prayer to encourage those that had it to give it and give, you have $150,000 now collected for the feast site. A lot of sacrifice, a lot of people gave a lot. Few gave some. But let me tell you something, every penny that's given, even those that did not have to any to send, but prayed, that could be the most important ingredient. As you praise the Yahweh and you've shouted and you've clapped your hands for joy, and you're singing tonight, I hope that you're rejoicing with me, because my heart is lifted up and bubbling and being run over. I used to think I could drink 1,000 gallons of the joy of Yahweh. When I was filled with the Holy Ghost, He run my cup over in less than 1 second. I was so full it knocked me out. I'm telling you, it's the truth. I just felt like I could drink a river full of Yahweh and the joy. It hit me, and in one instant, I was out like a light. I didn't even realize when He done it, and didn't realize till after He done it, that I've been laying on the floor for about 2 hours, knocked out in the joy of Yahweh. What a refreshing feeling when the joy of Yahweh can come to you at this opportune time. My heart's been lifted up. The fellowship that I have enjoyed with the saints around the country that have wrote me, and I've read your letters. Believe me, I read every letter I get. I really do. And I take them on my knees and thank Yahweh. I hold them up to Him. Yahweh knows who gave. Yahweh knows who wanted to give. And Yahweh knows who those that did not have to give, but they put up prayers and things. Your contribution fit in just right to actually provided nothing under and nothing over. Just perfect. It's the joy of Yahweh. So wonderful. Call me tonight at 423-626-2172. Now again, that's 423-626-2172. We love you tonight, and the joy of Yahweh is so wonderful, and it's so fitting to have this joy here. Praise Yahweh. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. You can write me. I need your offerings now more than ever. If you can afford to send me, if you know someone new to come into the way, introduce them, tell them about our project here at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee, where we ourselves can join together and build a building, a fellowship hall, a kitchen, so much to do, and a little time to do it in. I'm getting on up in age, but I'd like to see it full of joy before I have to depart this present world. That Yahweh has laid His head at the King's Gate Inn, and there He rests, and we can come and rest with Him. We can rejoice with Him, and we can praise Him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. That we can say the beauty of Yahweh has been given to me in place of the ashes of grief and grieving. What a wonderful Yahweh serve. I'll see ya. Friday night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We might have some more closing information for you. We're going to close schedule for next Monday. We can get all of the cashier's checks, some of the checks we've had to hold because of they were a large amount, and the bank is not clearing them. We hope that they'll clear in time for us to put all the money down, $148,000 plus closing costs. Monday evening, Brother Bart is coming from Illinois as one of the closers. Brother Odell and Sister Virginia is coming out of North Carolina. Then my wife Thelma, we're going to meet in Athens, Tennessee, where Paul preached the gospel in Athens, Greece. And no doubt he was preaching some of the joy of Yahweh. I love you. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30, around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. Yahweh bless you. And keep that joy bubbling up.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.